This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texans 3-6 so far, comparing their top five moments to the other top five moments across the NFL. The little controversy about beating the Chiefs, but I just had to go out the bullpen. I think the issue was more with the list. You had a little bit different outlook, so I just had to come to the rescue and I had to save the
Texans. Well, you know, I think what we did, at least what I did in my mind, is if we consider it a tie, let's go to the bench and see who wins, right?
Right.
And I think the Texans bench wins it that way.
Yeah, the bench won that.
Yeah.
So, no Rockets. So the Texans had a little bit of depth there.
More depth than the Rockets.
Thank you very much, J.J. Watt, for your service. Thank you very much, Andre Johnson, as well.
People are loving this, and we're going to keep it up here in about 15, 20 minutes.
We'll keep it up at 11:20. Texans are going to face off against the Oakland Raiders, the Broncos, and then we're going to go to the AFC East. The Patriots, by the way, were the easiest team to do. Of all the research that I had to do, the New England Patriots top five
moments. All five of them are Super Bowls.
That is correct, John. That is correct. That is very correct.
They're going to edge the Texans by a smidge, I'm predicting.
Just a little bit.
Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, it's going to – I don't know how long that's going to take. It's probably going to take about 10 seconds. But this has been a fun exercise. We appreciate all your feedback. 713-572-4610. Going to get you to Pong Bowl in 46 minutes. We got to talk about the Houston Astros because we talked about Jeff Luhnow yesterday, and the last time he made a mistake – I'm waiting for Jeff Luhnow to make a mistake. I almost want Jeff Luhnow to make a mistake because I compare it to the place I go to every day to eat, and that is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, I'm a very proud customer at Chick-fil-A. And part of the reason is, one, their food's delicious. Two, you can eat healthy there and you can do it quick. And three, their service is perfect. They never make a mistake.
Yeah.
If the line is long, it's quick. They give you as much sauce as you want. They're always smiling. It's the best of the best when it comes to efficient service, and they never make a mistake. And when I pull up to Chick-fil-A, I don't know why, John, much like sometimes I like being in traffic just because I like to enjoy just like relaxing a little bit.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes.
I get that. I actually get that, yeah.
I want Chick-fil-A to screw up my order just one time. I want just one time Chick-fil-A to screw up my order so I can feel like they are human. That, my friend, is how I feel about Jeff Luhnow and all the moves that he's been making and how perfect he's been the last 3 years.
We stumped Sean Pendergast, which is hard to do. He's a smart dude that knows a lot about sports history and especially the local teams. Like, what was his last bad move? We never really decided on one, right? I mean, there were some things that could have been his last bad move. Maybe Giles, but look, you know what you got with him, and you didn't give up a ton. You know, maybe what was the other one that he mentioned? I mean, I can't remember. And we're talking about on field. We know that Osuna was controversial, but he's wrecking shop right now on the field.
And he makes fans look dumb very quick. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. Fans want to look dumb. Like, I want to look dumb about the Texans offseason. I'm not as mad about it as some people, but I want to look dumb. I want to look dumb about Chris Paul. I want Chris Paul the next 3 years to ball out, be an all-star. I want to look dumb. Jeff Luhnow makes fans look absolutely foolish. And the example I'm using is he let a fan favorite go in Marwin Gonzalez. And he basically just said, you know, thank you for your service. We'll let you go elsewhere. Marwin signs with the Twins. And a guy who was one of the most pivotal pieces of your World Series is no longer with us. And in order to replace Marwin Gonzalez, he signed Aledmys Diaz, a former All-Star with the St. Louis Cardinals, or he traded
for him.
And
then he sprinkled some magic dust on him.
He sprinkled some magic dust on Aledmys Diaz, and he has done more than fill the void left by Jose Altuve when he went on the DL. Diaz has three home runs since Jose Altuve went on the DL this weekend, and he's completely raking. He also signed Michael Brantley to a two-year deal. Michael Brantley right now is among the league leaders in hits. He's among the league leaders in average. And he's had an impact on George Springer to where George Springer's more mild-mannered, and he's having the best start to his very, very successful career. everything he's done has been perfect, and he makes it. It's not like overtime. It's not like a fluid situation where it's an overtime thing. It immediately pays off. Let's go back to last year. He traded for Ryan Pressly. No one was sitting here talking about Ryan Pressly coming in here and thinking it was that big a deal. What has that guy done? He hasn't allowed a single run. He's held down the eighth inning for the Houston Astros.
That
he traded for Roberto Osuna.
He is an awesome.
You're damn right, Mike Meltzer. Roberto Osuna. They brought in Roberto Osuna. Controversy, however, that's kind of gone through the wayside because he's holding it down as a closer. Everything this dude has done not only works, but it works at a very high level. Oh, by the way, he traded for Gerrit Cole, and they're getting the best out of Gerrit Cole. There's not a single way in which a GM can make a move that Jeff Luhnow hasn't made a move and it completely pay off. Whether it's low risk, high reward, high risk, high reward. He's got to be the best GM that I've ever seen over a 3-year period.
Well, he's the best one in this town ever, especially considering they've won a World Series. They continue to be just an absolutely dominant team. They're going to have my 7 All-Stars, I still believe, on the team, which is just ridiculous. Their team batting average is a full 20 points higher than second in all of baseball. Their run differential in their games so far, +87. +87 is their run differential. They've won 11 out of 12 games. He's just getting it right. Can I interest you in a bit of a conspiracy theory, Figgy? Just a bit of a conspiracy
just
theory.
Just a bit? Okay.
If you can have a tiny conspiracy theory, this is it.
You know I love these.
The Astros are awesome. That's not breaking news.
Okay, there's the breaking news
that
I've been looking
for. That's not breaking news. There is one weak link, however. And that would be what?
The rotation 3-5, maybe?
No. The Baker's dozen.
Yeah?
Tyler White. Tyler White's batting .230, bringing down that 20-point average above the rest of the league. He's struggled. He's had a couple of moments here and
there.
He's
got 3 RBIs this year.
He's got 3 RBIs, and he's batting .230.
And he's fat.
So yesterday, there was a day game in Round Rock.
I know where this is going.
All right. Round Rock is the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros.
They have a pretty good hitter there, if I'm not mistaken.
Not only do they have a pretty good hitter there that has been rumored to be called up, Yordan Alvarez, but as much as he's been playing left field for the most part, once Luhnow showed up,
first base.
He played first base yesterday. It's happening. It's happening.
Tell me when.
This week. Right?
So Tyler White's just done then because he's out of options.
Yeah, they're going to send Tyler White out. They can put Alvarez in that spot, and you're going to have a 35-point lead on the rest of the league in batting.
Alvarez is raking at like a historic rate out there in Round Rock. People have been wanting this guy up since the second week of the season.
And by the way, yesterday, as he played first base for Round Rock, he had 2 doubles and scored a run. With Luhnow in the stands. He's batting for the season in AAA.
Oh, my gosh.
.403.
How many bombs?
I don't have the home runs. OPS is 1.35.
Last time I saw, I think he had like 15 bombs. Mm-hmm. It's hitting .403. This is AAA.
Yeah.
This is.
No, it's not low A ball.
And I mean,
it's not rookie ball.
and the bar is low. You're replacing Tyler White. Yeah. And I think Tyler White, honestly, I think he only has himself to blame. I can deal with struggles, but when you come on my airwaves and in our airwaves, and you're around all the professionals that you are, the Houston Astros. And you say you're going to come back in shape, and you come back chubbier than you were before.
Yeah,
I'm kind of through with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a nice kid and everything,
especially on a contending team.
He was a great kid last year, but when you do that, you deserve whatever you get. And I'm ready to see Alvarez play. It would just be another interesting storyline for a team that just continues to rake and be the best team, and not just in town, but in all of baseball, maybe one of the best teams of all time when it's all said and done. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Texans right now 3-6 in the top 5 moment showdown since they came into existence. They took a loss to the Colts. They took a loss to the Titans. They took a loss to the Jags. All 3 teams in the division hand them L's. Steelers gave them an L. Ravens gave them an L. However, they beat the Bengals, Browns, and Chiefs and then followed that up with a loss to the Chargers. We're going to wrap up the AFC West. We're also going to go to the AFC East. I think the Patriots matchup will speak for itself, but we're going to continue our fun exercise, and we're going to send you to Pong Bowl in the loop next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.